Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Police in Texas say they found 8 people dead early Sunday in the back of a sweltering tractor-trailer truck in a Walmart parking lot. A 9th victim died in a hospital hours later. Surveillance footage recorded vehicles pulling up to the truck Saturday night, taking a few people at a time from the trailer, then locking the truck and driving away. The truck's human cargo was discovered after someone from the transporter asked a Walmart employee for water. That led to a police check and the discovery of about 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with those who died, all adult men. Authorities at a hospital where the survivors were taken said 20 people were in critical condition. San Antonio's police chief, William McManus, said we're looking at a human trafficking crime. He called the case a horrific tragedy. The U.S. Congress is moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election, but it was unclear Sunday whether President Trump would sign the legislation. Key Republican and Democratic lawmakers reached an agreement Saturday on the measure, which does not include changes that Trump wanted to make it easier for him to lift the penalties against Moscow. Congress would have at least 30 days to hold hearings and then vote to approve or reject any easing of sanctions that the president wants to make. The House of Representatives set to vote Tuesday. The Senate has already overwhelmingly approved its version, but would have to agree with a House bill before it could be sent to Trump for his signature. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Heavy fighting is raging in central Afghanistan. Officials say the Taliban has captured 2 district headquarters and is attacking government outposts in nearby areas. A government spokesman told VOA that overnight, about 700 Taliban insurgents attacked Kohistan and swiftly captured key installations, including the police headquarters, before establishing control over the entire district. Insurgents are attacking government positions in 8 other districts. At least 1 person has been killed in a shooting Sunday at Israel's embassy in Jordan. Jordanian security sources declined to give more information, and Israeli officials declined to comment. An Israeli was seriously wounded in the attack. Tensions between Israel and Jordan have increased in the past few weeks as the Jewish state installed metal detectors at a Muslim holy site in East Jerusalem, of which Jordan is the Muslim custodian. Robert Berger reports on this now for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police near the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinian leaders called for a day of rage to protest Israel's installation of metal detectors at the holy place after 3 Arab gunmen killed 2 Israeli policemen at the site a week ago. Fearing riots, Israel banned Muslims under the age of 50 from attending Friday prayers at the mosque, which marks the 3rd holiest place in Islam. Worshippers who were turned away from the holy place were outraged. This is crazy, and it violates freedom of worship, said an Arab citizen of Israel, adding that the metal detectors are humiliating to Muslims. He described it as a Black Friday. But Israel says Muslims crossed a red line when they brought firearms into the holy place, and the metal detectors are necessary to prevent further acts of terrorism. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan landed in Saudi Arabia Sunday to begin a 2-day trip aimed at defusing a standoff between Turkey's ally Qatar and neighboring countries. Erdogan said at the Istanbul airport before he left, "No one has any interest in prolonging this crisis anymore. I hope our visit will be beneficial for the region." Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain have all severed relationships with Qatar, and they're enforcing a land and sea embargo. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.